The year certainly started with that unsettling false missile alert. Now, 6 months later, there is work underway to improve our systems for communicating with underserved communities during a disaster. We talked to Francine Wai with the Disabilities and Communications Access Board about what's being done.
One of the concerns that we had was a large number of individuals indicated that they were not able to receive appropriate communication about the false missile alert, and particularly about the fact that the alert was indeed false, so that while other people were more quickly notified through traditional media such as television, there were no sign language interpreters nor other means to let the deaf and hard of hearing community know that in fact it was a false alert. So we did some follow-up on that, and clearly there were some gaps that are trying to be addressed at the moment. Because of that, and because many deaf people contacted FEMA, we have been working with FEMA in the interim, and they will be here in August to do a number of workshops, or maybe you might want to call them roundtables or training sessions. So on Saturday, August 18th, FEMA's sign language or ASL interpreter will be working with interpreters in our community here who are ASL interpreters about providing ASL services during emergencies.
So that's a good thing.
That's very positive, and we're offering that as continuing education credits for ASL interpreters here. Then the following week, we are having four workshops that are going to be statewide. On the 21st, it will be on Oahu, the 22nd on Kauai, the 23rd on Maui, and the 23rd will be on the Big Island, the 24th will be on Maui. And they are considered roundtable discussions where FEMA will be conducting, I would not say it's an assessment, but it would be an open roundtable discussion to obtain information from the disability community. So this is not limited to people who are deaf and hard of hearing, but it's limited to the entire disability community, and to glean what they can from the difficulties that people had from notification to evacuation to, and the evacuation portion, of course, will be more significant for people that are on Kauai and the Big Island, because many of them have been displaced. They have issues related to shelter and recovery. So our staff, as well as the FEMA staff, will be participating and inviting people to these discussions.
Right. So when you're talking disabilities, you mentioned, not just the deaf and hard of hearing, but if you're visually impaired.
That's right. Anybody whose disability was a factor in either how they received information, how they were notified, their ability to access a shelter, receive information, receive any accommodations, that all of that would be discussed at the roundtable. Roundtables,
right.
Plural.
And this was really a learning experience for everybody to say, okay, we were flat-footed on this. This didn't work, that didn't work, and how can we improve going forward?
Right, right.
And this, I understand, will also be the subject of an upcoming conference.
Yes. That conference is sponsored by a different agency than ours. It's the Office of Language Access. And on August 1st, they will be having their full-day conference on language access, and they will be speaking particularly about language access in emergencies. So in addition to our concern, which would typically be the deaf and hard of hearing community, they will be talking about all foreign language and limited English-speaking populations, how they were notified, and how and what kind of services are available.
So we're really drilling down. I mean,
yes.
Just from the broader community, who had access to phones, who had access to radio or TV, and then the folks with special needs that weren't addressed, that were kind of left out of the chain of communication?
Depending upon your disability, yes, they were left out. And I think that the purpose of all these meetings is to use the January incident as a starting off point, but not necessarily to critique only that incident, because there are many types of emergencies, and that was only one specific type. Kauai had its own flooding. There are other situations with the volcano, potential hurricanes. So I don't believe that any of these discussions wants to belabor just January 13th, but really wants to look at more systemic approaches to which agencies can do what in various types of emergency situations.
And let's talk about the deaf community for a second, because I know with the advent of cell phones and texting, there was some thought that their sign language skills were getting rusty because people were so glued to their phones and so glued to their messages. So how do we look at that?
Well, I don't think that there's any disagreement that people are becoming more glued to their phone, and I don't think that's limited to the deaf and hard of hearing population, although the ability to text perhaps plays a bigger percentage or bigger role in the life of people who don't have verbal communication skills, not skills, but means that are typically available to the broader population. But I don't really believe that that has caused any diminishing of ASL skills. Social media has perhaps diminished a lot of people's writing and other skills, but that's not limited to people who only have ASL as a language. It's a preferred go-to source for immediate information, but most of the ongoing information about emergencies tends to be sort of a 24/7 ongoing stream of information that comes across through TV and through live streaming, for example. So we're looking at not only texting, which can tell you, yes, an emergency is happening, or do A, B, and C, but all of the dialogue that comes along with understanding the status of an emergency and what to do often comes from television. And there are a lot of people who are deaf and hard of hearing who will use television because of the proliferation of televisions with required closed captioning built in, and more entertainment and news being captioned. Because the response, a disaster, whether you talk about notification, response, or recovery, is so layered between the county, the departments of emergency management, state, Hawaii emergency management agency, FEMA, plus all of the other agencies that get pulled in, from Red Cross to, you know, the governor's office or the mayor's office. It's very difficult to find, I wouldn't say accountability, but find a home for many of the tasks that need to be done.
That was Francine Wai of the Disability and Communications Access Board talking about efforts to improve communications with members of the disabled community during disasters.